Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We have been contractually forbid to do the Solana Mickey Mouse voice because he has told us he will walk off the show. So we are done with that. He filed an HR complaint after the first segment today. We got texts from Len and Claudia, and we were told lay off, no more of the Mickey Mouse voice, and stop calling the tournament March Madness.
No problem.
Almost time for the 305 alarm.
Let's crank it up. You ready, Jimmy?
I'm ready.
Just teasing. You should be thankful that Lee Sterling, it was his time, because I don't think we would have let go. Now I've kind of lost it. I don't think we would have let go. In fact, you made a very good move going to commercial because you're like, it was like one of those, what's the oil well? That's like, you just capped the well. It was like the oil well was leaking and you just capped the well. You're like, no more. Done.
What's your aunt's name?
Mary.
Mary. I'm Mary. Thanks. He's hot, bro.
I know, he was angry. He was angry because it was funny, and then he just barreled through the headlines, which was funny. That was a good device. And then the moment that Mickey Mouse voice came up again, he just went right into commercial. I didn't get to promote Lee Sterling was coming on, nothing.
He's hot right now. He won't look into the camera. He done got hot.
It's 305.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And Salada, Kings Baseball is going to put up a 20 burger on FIU sorry ass. Ha ha.
You had it teed up, Jumbo.
I'm glad you took it, Jimmy.
You had it teed up, Jumbo.
Glad you took it. All right, let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour. The pivot episode that you did with Jazz Chisholm is starting to go a little viral with Marlins Twitter. I was watching during the commercial break. You had told us when you finished taping it with them that Jazz was good, interesting, didn't hold back.
No.
And the clips I'm seeing, like I saw Craig Mish tweet some of it out. I saw, you know, there's a whole bunch of like Twitter fan, Marlins fan, Fish on First says, Jazz Chisholm Jr. completely rips. I just lost it.
Damn it.
How do you work Twitter? Jazz doesn't say a lot of names, but you know who they are.
Says Jazz Chisholm. This is Fish on First. Jazz Chisholm Jr. completely rips Miguel Rojas to shreds throughout his interview. Just one example, talking about how Jesus Sanchez got crap from Miggy and other vets for doing the Soto shuffle light. And I watched the clip where he doesn't mention these names, but Fish on First is taking the information that Jazz is giving here. It's not that difficult to figure out who he's talking about.
No, no. And we actually stopped him at points and like, hey man, talk more general. Like you can't just say these people's names. Jazz is, bro, Jazz got some edge to him.
Like he's unfiltered.
Bro, the colorful hair, like I thought he'd be more like kiddish, like playful. He got some edge to him. Like he said in the show, like in during the show, he was like, bro, I'm the best player on this team. Like, don't disrespect me. I'm better than you at baseball. Like it was like I saw that and it's funny. We were talking about it the other day about like college athletes and the NILs and the transfer portal. Bro, these young guys, they're not worried about hierarchy. I hit a ball very far and I can catch everything that comes my way. So you need to worry about me. I don't need to worry about you. It is a swing going on in athletics right now. And Jazz, I love him to death about it, but Jazz got a little edge to him.
Greg Misch tweeted out a clip and it says, on a wide-ranging interview on The Pivot, Marlins center fielder Jazz Chisholm discusses being a big fan of the new players currently in the Marlins clubhouse and takes a swipe at a former Marlins player. And I watched the clip. He's talking about having fallen asleep in the clubhouse and there's a team meeting and the captain of the team at that moment is sitting next to him, doesn't wake him, and he misses the meeting. And he goes, what kind of captain are you? Like, I'm sleeping, just wake me up. What kind of captain lets a guy sleep and miss a meeting? And then he talks about there's not a single guy in the clubhouse right now who wouldn't wake someone else up. And he said, I love this clubhouse. And then he went on to say it, and I loved the way he did it. He goes, it's, what do you call it, the Spanish, the blacks, the whites. Did he call them the Spanish? I can't remember, but he's like, doesn't matter if it's the Spanish, the blacks, the whites, everyone's got their back. He's like, this clubhouse, he's like the first one. There is no color in this clubhouse. We are the best team. It was cool. I liked it.
Yeah, yeah. It was that's why when I came back that day, I did it, and I came back home and worked from home, and y'all asked me about Jazz, and I was like, listen, Jazz's interview is quite interesting when it comes to, I don't know if it's the old regime and the new regime, would you call it that, or whatever it is. Like,
for sure, because when he came to prominence, it was Don Mattingly. That's an old school Donnie baseball. I'm not taking a shot at Don Mattingly because I like him, but you know his approach is wildly different than Skip Schumacher's approach.
And I will tell you, if you have any questions about Skip Schumacher, go watch the interview. Jazz Chisholm loves Skip Schumacher.
Loves him. Yeah,
I'm not speaking on the other relationships, but he loves his career is now in his mind. You'll go listen. You can listen to him say it. His career is now better that Skip is the skipper other than the past regime. And Jazz, he held no punches saying that, talking about
it. I hope Jazz can stay healthy this season.
He's a monster.
Do I hope he can stay healthy?
And he's not that big.
He didn't look like it in the
he's not a big dude. Like, I'm not gigantic, but I was at least 4 inches taller than him. I probably had him by 60 pounds. Like, he's not a big guy, but he is solid as a rock. Like giving him dap and slapping his back, it's like slapping a piece of cement. Like, he is solid as a damn rock. I was like, damn, y'all baseball players work out. Yeah. We do a little something. It was cool.
Solid as a piece of glass, maybe. This dude will be on the IL by April 15th, trust me.
Stop it. Don't talk that into existence.
Leave my Chaz alone.
Don't
I told
put
you
that out
friend,
there.
Solana.
Don't put that out there.
I love him. No, I love Jazz. I happened to watch a bit of the interview today. I thought he was excellent. I thought he was phenomenal. I thought he was inspiring. See you on the IL. Can't wait till you're back in June.
Why are you talking that? Why are you putting that out there in the universe?
I told you we're friends. I don't say that about everybody.
Yeah, no, the 38 games he plays this season really is going to be
all right, knock it off.
Lana, I'm going to smack that little snapback off your head.
You don't seem to mind Jimmy Butler missing every other game.
Yeah, he loves Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero hadn't played in 7 months.
Want to hear a question from Ask Ira? I was going to save it for 15 minutes of heat, but as long as Solana's going in on Jazz Chisholm. Ira, that's 21 missed games by Jimmy Butler without a serious major injury. How does that happen? Was this planned out ahead of time? Ira says, for all Adam Silver has attempted to do regarding getting players on the court, including the 65-game requirement for postseason awards, it simply is a different era. The reality is that players prioritize certain games, as in playoff games. At this point, you accept that Jimmy Butler will be a 75% of the time player during the regular season with the hope that he will be a 125% of the time player during the playoffs. Is it optimal? On the face of it, no. But based on the playoff results in 3 of the past 4 years, it has proven to be a successful formula for both Jimmy and the Heat. So the consternation about the absences essentially gets put on hold until the final game is played. Then the venting could be more justified or forgotten.
From an athlete's perspective, Hawk, I know a lot of, I want to use myself, I know a lot of guys that went on the field not 100% just to go on the field and play. But if we were a playoff team and that player took off, so 20, he missed 20 games out of 82. That's damn near 20% of the time, 25% of the time. A quarter of the game Jimmy's going to miss.
He will have missed more, yeah, because it's at 21 now, and there's still, what, like 12, 13, 14 games left? Yeah,
so 14. If you put that into an NFL schedule, could a
– it's Teron Armstead.
Could a Teron Armstead.
But it's not based on real major injury like Teron Armstead is. It's
that's
maintenance.
The thing.
But Jimmy Butler's trying to extend his career. I don't blame him. As Ira says, it works out well for the Heat and Jimmy Butler, but there's got to be a ring at the end of it.
Let's go back when Dan was here. Dan or O.J. McDuffie OG, which is just funny, but like think about
different
that. If when Dan Marino was taking the Dolphins to the playoffs, if the top players could take off 3 games a year, would those playoff outcomes been different?
It's just different times. Like you just can't even.
But you see what I'm saying, Hawk? Dan Marino can stay healthy through a whole season, take off the last 3 weeks of a season, and go in 100% fresh to the playoffs those years. That might be a different outcome in the playoffs. Fans don't want to hear it, but you have to really think about that. And the NBA does it all the time.
I don't think you can compare it, though, like this situation of football. I get what you're saying, by the way, but I think it's comparing apples to oranges because in the NFL, the difference between one win and one loss could be the difference between you having a bye or you hosting 3 playoff games or hosting the first 2 playoff games or going out on the road like the Dolphins had to this year. And I realized
that with the NBA, though, recently. Remember, we saw that with the Heat just a few seasons ago where one win was a big difference.
Yeah, and
one
and
loss.
And I understand that one win here could be the difference between being a play-in seed or even being the 4 seed potentially, but you have to play more than one game come playoff time. You have to play these long, drawn-out series, and you need to be healthy, and it's different between playing one game for a week and then getting a week off. I mean, you're going to play every other day, hopefully, for 2.5, 3 months. So I think that's why I don't like the comparison, but, man, imagine Bam Adebayo. I wanted to play some sound for you. I'll do it during 15 minutes of heat, where he's asked yesterday, hey, like, are you tired of being healthy and you don't have – the other best players on the team, and he had to pause, and he kind of sighed. He's like, how do I frame this the right way? And he said the right answer, right, that I'm sure everybody would have wanted him to say from the Heat's perspective, but you're telling me Bam is not frustrated where he's closing
like
out
LeBron
games with Patty Mills?
It was LeBron with Wade at the end. Like, there's certain guys who are just built to play and not take maintenance days or miss games that other players might miss. And Bam is one of those guys. LeBron is one of those guys. And it got to frustrate them when they're playing with people who aren't like that.
But it is advantageous. It's what Popovich used to do. We laughed at it before, but now the NBA won't let it when he used to put old on injury report. Like Popovich, no Hall of Fame coach, he knew Tony Parker and these, they can't play 82. Give them a week off and they're going to be better when they come back. And I need to rest them for this playoff run. Like it's legit. Adam Silver doesn't want to them to do it because of the fact that these damn tickets are so high and everybody comes to watch stars. But it's advantageous not to play for the player.
Well, you just stinks, said it. Though. It stinks as a fan if you're going. Who's out for the Heat-Cavs game tomorrow?
Donovan Mitchell is going to be out. They're missing a lot of guys.
Yeah. But is Jimmy extend? If Jimmy can play to 2026, or if he takes time off.
Yeah, but I bought my tickets in 2024.
He can play to 2029. So you might catch him in 2028, but if he played every game like Jordan and them boys back in the day, he wouldn't play that long, huh? You have to admit it's advantageous to a player's career.
It's a strategy.
Well,
it's a strategy.
Saying quantity over quality. I'm saying quality over quantity. Of course, I don't have money in the mix.
I was going to say, Jimmy might make $70 million in those 3 extra years.
No, that's actually why I replay an interview in the 5 o'clock hour. It'll extend my career because I'm tired of talking. But if I can narrow an hour every day, that'll keep me on the air for another 3-4 years. I mean, that's what, 30 grand?
I'm all in, baby. Let's get this car payment.
It is a strategy, though. I'm with you, Crowder, and it's proven to be successful for some teams. I don't believe Jimmy missing Sunday and yesterday in Philadelphia, especially yesterday, is maintenance program for him. I don't, because at this point of the season, I mean, he's done his maintenance, right? He didn't play back-to-back earlier in the season. And if you were going to miss a game during this back-to-back stretch, it would have been the first one against Detroit, which you ended up winning anyways. I think he's hurt right now. I think he had a foot injury earlier this season, and it never fully healed. He went on a stretch of about 2.5-3 weeks where he played like he was playoff Jimmy. We talked about it. And after that, you kind of saw him decline just a little bit, not only in his numbers, but also clearly in his energy levels late in games, which is what led to a couple bad losses at Oklahoma City, at Dallas, and against Denver. We talked about it on the show. What the hell happened to the Heat here against Washington? What the hell happened to the Heat here? Why is Jimmy deferring in these moments of the games? And then now he misses two straight. They talk about the foot injury being the issue for him missing. He tried to play yesterday, couldn't get through the workout without pain. I don't think he's missing games right now based on, hey, they want to keep him healthy for the playoffs. I don't think he's healthy, and I don't think the Heat are going to be healthy come playoff time. This idea that we have that, hey, they'll be fine come playoff time, maybe not, right? Because injuries are clearly a huge issue all throughout the season, and you want them to get healthy at this point, and there's 14 games left. And the most important game of the season to the point was yesterday. And you're closing with Patty Mills on the floor. I mean, that's not ideal for this Heat team.
To that point, Salon, I've told the story before. George Edwards, who's still coaching the league, he asked me before one of the games on like a Saturday. He was like, Crowder, how you feel? And I'm like, Coach, I'm about 80%. He said, you need to play because your 80% is better than all of your backups 100%. So you can make those plays. So Jimmy with a sore foot, it's better than Patty Mills with no soreness on his
body. And if
it
was the playoffs, he'd have been playing. That's my guess.
No, Hulk, and that's the point. It's like, okay, no, I'll take it easy. I think that NBA players, which NFL players don't do, I think NBA players will look and be like, okay, we're still the fifth seed. I'm good. Oh, we slipped into the seventh seed.
I don't think Jimmy minds if they're the play-in team. I think that his mentality is, yeah, get me to the postseason and they'll see.
So that last month stretch you're talking about, I think they started slipping, and Jimmy said, okay, let me jump us back into the top five real quick, and then I'm gonna chill out.
And then I'll let us fall back eight.
And we're going to ball. Like, I really do believe NBA players can do the math on that.
But you're risking being in a situation like last year where you were better than the Hawks. You torched them all of last season. But for whatever reason, that one play-in tournament game, the Hawks beat you. They were the better team that night. There's no doubt about it. And you had to go and play another play-in game against Chicago, 90 seconds away from being eliminated, and they squeaked it out. You want to be in that same situation again this season and have to play Boston in the first round? I'm with you, man. I have the guts. Boston doesn't scare me. Milwaukee, they don't scare me. But those teams have continuity this season. Those teams have time on the floor together this season, and the Heat don't. At no point this year, other than a seven-game losing skid, did you have Rozier, Hero, Bam, and Jimmy all on the floor together. And now, you know, Tyler Hero, there's major concerns there, whether he's going to be healthy come playoff time. I mean, you have zero continuity with this group.
Regardless, I want to watch Jazz Chisholm on The Pivot, and everyone should. Go to YouTube, subscribe to The Pivot. And I just saw a tweet from David Fioronis from the Sun Sentinel who clipped some video, and I'm dying to watch this now. It says, Xavier Howard discusses what playing for Brian Flores was like on the Dolphins on the OG show. So that's with Udonis and Mike Miller. So they've got Xavier Howard. Now I want to watch that.
Oh, man. We're teaching everybody how to podcast.
What do you think Xavier Howard's going to say? That it was a positive experience playing for Flo or a negative experience?
Guaranteed negative.
You think?
Because
wasn't that his best season?
It was a good season, but I've heard some guys talk about how Flo dealt with players. Because
I think Xavier might be the outlier there. I think he might have loved him, hated Mike McDaniel.
I think players didn't enjoy that that Belichick treatment, and that's what Flo came with. I'm superior. You just listen to me and shut up. Excuse me. What'd you say to me?
I don't think so, man. Right now.
I'm looking at the transcription now below.
Yeah. No. He said he has a ton of respect for him. He knew what the narrative was in the media, but he was a player coach. He wasn't going to dap you up if you made a good play, but he came in there ready to go every day.
Brian Flores was like that, bro. I liked Flores. I miss Flores. Now it's going too fast. I can't keep up.
Hey, he says, I respect him, the way he approached it every day. No matter who you were, he was going to chew your ass out. If you ain't doing something right, he's not going to dap you up if you do something good. But you're supposed to do your job.
I like Hawk when Hawk reads, bro.
I'll do it again. He was a player coach, but it was like he came from the Patriots, so it's like he's seen greatness from the GOAT. He held everybody. And now it's too fast again. We weren't nobody buddy. He says they weren't nobody buddy.
Well, nobody's buddy.
Yeah.
That's deep.
All right, let's get headlines. By the way, I don't think I've given the code word yet today for the Sting tickets. Sting is coming to the Fillmore in Miami Beach in October with the Sting 3.0 tour. We've got a chance for you to win tickets. Different code word every day. Code word today is police. Of course, his famous band. But be careful. Don't mistext police to the wrong person. Just a text from you that says police. People start running.
I'd dive in the lake behind the house.
Text the word police to 20357. That's 20357, and you've got a chance to win. Message and data rates may apply. It's a Live Nation show. If you want to win tickets to Sting at the Fillmore, text the word police to 20357. Here are your headlines for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
You're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. I'm just looking, now that you have me on David Fioronis' account, he quote tweets the NFL, coming soon to Netflix, Receiver. So like the quarterback show that we all loved, Receiver is coming following Devontae Adams, Justin Jefferson, George Kittle, Debo Samuel, and Amon-Ra St. Brown from the Detroit Lions.
7,000 times more interesting than quarterback.
I don't know. I enjoyed that Marcus Mariota. He was something.
Quarterbacks are just historically just I don't want to call them lame. They're just uninteresting. Where receivers got a little something to them. Mm-hmm. I watch receiver. I didn't watch quarterback.
Josh Appel texts me. Jazz's pivot interview has made it into three of my group chats.
And Appel gave me some questions.
That's a good barometer of success, Solana. You look quizzical there, but that's a good barometer because, you know, Appel's got a lot of group chats.
Right. And Jimmy hates Appel. Solana doesn't really like Appel.
What?
I don't hate Appel.
I went to his wedding.
And I wasn't invited.
Now, it just, what's the limit on group chats you should be in?
Oh, my God. Appel is ridiculous. Like, right. He's silly ridiculous with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they do, you know, Appel and Whittingham, their group texts, they're almost like subreddits. So it would be like, it's really convoluted. So it would be like the group chat that you, me and Crowder have. But then we also have a second one where we only discuss movies. And then a third one where we only discuss podcasts. You know what I mean? So, and then on the podcast one, maybe there's one additional person, you know, on the thread. So it's almost like his own little Reddit.
Mm-hmm. Y'all lost me.
Yeah. As I talk it out, we got to kick Appel off the show. Mm-hmm. This guy's a bum.
Yeah.
No, I like Appel.
All right, he's back.
He stinks.
If we did a March bracket of like show guests, mm-hmm. regular, even Appel, who's a fill-in host, he's the B-side.
Yeah.
Would he be a one seed?
No.
He'd be a two at the lowest.
Because Cuno's a one seed for sure, right?
Mm-hmm. OG.
Rondé's a one seed.
Yeah.
Pizzola.
Like, I'm saying like regular guess. Pizzola. Pizzola for me is a one seed.
Yeah, Pizzola's a one seed.
Yeah. Who do you bring on every time Hawk takes off?
Rohan Nadkarni.
Nadkarni's a one seed.
Maybe Gelb? Is that Gelb?
No.
Gelb, not a one seed. Is Geltzy a one?
16.
I don't know if we have him on enough.
Geltzy's not on enough.
What do we have out? Clay?
Yeah.
Clay. I like Clay as a high seed.
Yeah. Will? Cuno and Aronde are shoe-in one seeds.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying for sure Appel is not a one seed?
No, okay.
I mean, he's Panthers. Plagans.
Plagans might be a one because we have the food with him. We have the collectibles with him. We got a lot of stuff with Plagans.
Let's see. Let's see if I can draw this out.
You're going to make a bracket?
Yeah, I'm about to make a bracket.
I know DBJ's half the year, but DBJ is he's up there. Josie is up there.
Yeah. Amy Audibert is climbing the charts. She lets me do all my Canada stuff.
And one, it was one show.
Jim Larinaga.
Katie Meyer. Katie's fun. I like talking to Katie.
Oh, Will Manso.
Manso, Clay, all the news guys.
Yeah.
Donovan Campbell.
DC.
Jawan Strader.
I'm not certain he's been on. Anyway, we'll flesh it out. We got to get headlines here. It's already 3:30. We got to get headlines.
Y'all want me to call Jawan for the next hour?
I'm sure you have him on hold during the entire show anyway, don't you? Do you have to call him or you just take him off hold?
Hey, bro, 2 minutes.
Oh, John Michaels. Someone texted him.
John Michaels.
Very good guest.
Calvin Hughes.
He is good when we have him on, but we don't lean on him unless there's something really tumultuous going on.
When we can't be dumb, we call Calvin Hughes.
That's exactly right. Yeah. If it's a topic that requires at least one person who's not a total idiot, Calvin Hughes is our go-to guy. Because he saves us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just yelling out black guys' names now. Probably should.
Cornbread Maxwell?
Man, we haven't had him on in a couple of years.
We had Bread on in a while. Bread is
last
good.
Last couple of times I texted him, he ignored me.
Oh, got tired of the blacklist.
Maybe. May 22nd last year. Bread, it's been a long time. What up, Corn Bisley? Do you have time to join me? I probably shouldn't have written that, huh?
These are the texts you're sending?
Hey, Corn Bizzle.
Run these by me before you send them to people. Corn Bristle?
All right, we got to get headlines. We're so far behind.
What up, Skibbity Bibbity? How you been? Come on, Hawk.
Corn Bizzle, you got a little time for the Redidio? HMB. Oh, Twan Russell.
Twan. Good. Yeah. We might. I don't know if we can. I don't know if we can get 64, but we can get a strong Sweet 16. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Toretta. Someone says. Yeah. Randy Moeller. Yeah, Corey Harris needs to be on more. We did have a nice little run with Ja'Cory. It was excellent.
Yeah. I saw Ja'Cory out of the club.
Cut my burger.
Didn't even recognize it. I was gone, but the next day I was like, I think that was Ja'Cory.
Cut my burger. You did cut your burger, Jimmy. All right, headlines real quick with Alejandro Solano.
All right. The Miami Heat did lose yesterday. That means they're now in eighth place. Full game back of the Sixers.
Remember he walked over at Twin Peaks and he forcibly cut Jimmy's burger in half?
And Jimmy just stood there?
Just stood there and said, thank you, sir.
Yeah, Jimmy, you still getting spankings. What's your curfew?
Turn the fan off.
Jimmy, you got a curfew, Jimmy. Man, go cut my burger.
I do not.
What time do you respectively come home, though?
I would say like midnight, 11 o'clock.
Jimmy's going to ask his parents tonight at dinner. He's like, I don't have a curfew, do I?
You're home before midnight every day?
All right. Headlines with Alejandro Solana.
The Heat at the Cavs tomorrow. Spida is out tomorrow. He had a nasal procedure today. So he'll be reevaluated next week. He's also dealing with a knee issue. So no Donovan Mitchell tomorrow for the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Dolphins did restructure two contracts, Bradley Chubb and Jeff Wilson Jr. Let's just use this as a reminder. Steven Ross will write off checks, and there's no such thing as being in cap hell. I can't believe I got duped by it again this year. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
The Hurricane.
That's what I always say. You know what? Let somebody worry about it, and you worry. You're always like, oh, but this is going to affect this in 3 years. And everything, you can get out of anything. What was that guy? Bumpy Johnson. You can get out of that contract. There's no contract you can't get out of. Oh, you can't sign Duncan Robinson because blah, blah, blah. And by the way, he stunk last night. But Duncan Robinson was worth every penny that they gave.
Got hurt, though. Didn't finish out the game. If Duncan plays in the second half yesterday, he'd probably win that game.
Yeah. Duncan's out. Jimmy's down. Like, that wasn't the full force.
No Tyler.
Used to. Yeah, no Kevin Tyler Love. Was out.
Yeah.
They're not even traveling. Tyler and Kevin aren't even traveling.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, Jaime Jaquez Jr. taking the two most important shots of the game was phenomenal. Really, it was.
Boy, you've changed on him, man.
You know, that's my boy. We shop together.
The Panthers are off until Thursday. They host Nashville. That game, by the way, is a whiteout on Thursday. First time since 2003, the Cats will wear their away white jersey on their home ice. And
I didn't realize that they never wear white at home. I read that, yeah.
The NHL is not cutesy like the NBA. They have rules for their sweaters.
Right, yeah. Right.
And the home teams always wear whatever color it is that they wear. So the Cats have always worn either red or blue at home. And your Inner Miami update, which is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, Leo Messi probably won't play this Saturday versus New York Red Bulls. and he will miss Argentina's international friendlies against El Salvador and Costa Rica in the U.S. Those games were being played here in the U.S. due to that hamstring injury.
Missing more games than Jazz Chisholm.
You better leave my Jazz alone.
Whether it's sponsored by DeMesman and Dover Law Firm, the difference is Messi's 44 years old and Jazz Chisholm's in his prime. Your accidentattorneys.com, free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-WAR.
What do you have against
more.
Jazz Chisholm?
Goodness gracious.
A lot of salty attitude towards Jazz.
I love Jazz. My favorite moment.
I don't think you do.
He's a monster.
Partly cloudy right now in South Florida. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the upper 60s, getting a little chilly here in Miami. That's your weather.
All right, don't go anywhere. We got a lot to get to, but not a lot of time. We went way too long there.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We'll break down some bowel movements here in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Hawk and Crowder.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This song always makes me think of The Office. This is when Saber opened the Saber store. Ryan bailed on the introduction. Jim had to take over. It's one of the funniest scenes, I think, in Office history. Is when Jim is finished with the presentation and then he shuffles off the stage real quick. But then it's Ryan's face on the pyramid saying, what's the line? Saber. What is the line? We should give that to DBJ next season. Saber. What is the line there?
I don't remember that line, but I do remember when he's reading the flashcards and he's like, I've been through a lot. Drug abuse, alcoholism.
Give that look. Yeah.
When does this come out?
We'll get back to the, you work on Friends first. First, you got to get through Friends.
So I got to go Friends before The Office?
Yeah, because the Friends was from the 90s. The Office was the 2000s.
You told me Friends has 1,000 episodes.
That's why you got to get to work, Jack.
Jack, I can't do it.
Let me text Cornbread, see if he likes Friends. Corn Brizzle. Let me ask you a question.
What it is, player.
We'll get back to our bracket of guests in a second or in the 4 o'clock hour. The Masters has announced the champions dinner. John Rahm was the winner. John Rahm from Spain. He's Spanish. Mm-hmm. You're going to help me here, Solana. This is the official Masters dinner, which will be served April 9th at Augusta. Tapas. E Pintexos. The entire menu is in Spanish.
Solana doesn't know.
Tapas are what you would eat in Spain. So they'll cut up.
Yeah, tapas, I know. There's a tapas bar right across the street from us that we go to.
Tapas means tiny meal.
Correct.
Little bites, yeah.
Little bites.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
And the other, it says tapas e Pintexos. Pintexos.
Pintejos. Never heard that. Pintejos. Maybe a type of bean, but I don't know. I've never heard of that either.
So on that is Ibericos, acorn-fed Iberian ham.
Oh, they're pinchos.
And cured pork loin.
Just another way of saying pinchos.
Oh, pinchos.
So it's like, what's it called, a toothpick? So into, you know, maybe
another bite.
Different types
another
of bite. Little bites.
Yeah.
Finger foods.
You can keep tapas.
I love sitting down having tapas, a little sangria. Yeah.
So good.
Talk, fun I'm
night
too,
out. They
I'm
have live music at this patio tapas right across the street from us.
260. I can't deal with tapas. I need
meal.
Well,
that is funny because you feel like you're ordering a million things, but you're just starving. And then the bill comes and it's $600. And you had like, wait a second. I had three pieces of bread with the cheese on it.
How much was that egg roll? Tapas.
Because it is funny. You do like I'll take this goat cheese, blah, blah, blah. And they bring it. It's literally one little thing. It's not an order. It's not a basket of mozzarella sticks.
It kills you. I'm not a tapas dude.
Chistorra con patata. Spicy Basque chorizo potato.
Mm. Who won this?
Mm. John Rahm.
Hmm. Are you going in?
Idiazabal con trufa negra.
Trufa negra is black truffle.
Hey.
Black truffle, you're right.
Oh, okay.
Reminds me, Thursday night is a whiteout at the Panthers game.
Give me the trufa negra.
That's Idiazabal cheese and black truffle.
Fire.
Hmm. That's probably
lentejas
delicious.
Estofadas.
Lentils.
Mama Rahm's classic lentil stew.
Mm-hmm. I love lentejas.
I don't think I've ever had a lentil.
What?
Yeah, you have. You've had a lentil.
Is it a vegetable? Because I've never had lentil soup.
It's a bean.
It sounds gross.
It's a bean.
It's a little bean.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love lentils. Tortilla de patatas.
Yeah.
Spanish omelet, onion confit potatoes.
But it doesn't, you know, don't get confused. This doesn't look like an omelet you'd have at breakfast. I mean, it's a tortilla de papa. I mean, this is going to be fire.
Mm. Croqueta de pollo.
Yeah.
Pollo.
Yeah, that's chicken.
Mm-hmm.
They call it creamy chicken fritters and confit potatoes.
That's ridiculous.
Then the first course, ensalada de changuro. TXANGURRO.
TXAN?
AN. Changuro.
Changuro. I don't know what the hell that is.
Basque crab salad and potato.
Oh. Mm. Yeah. Because crab is. Yeah. Crab is canguro.
There you go. Changuro in Spain.
You speak Spanish?
Well, Spain Spanish is different than Cuban Spanish.
Oh, okay. I think he's from Argentina, but
I'm not Cuban, but yeah, okay.
Oh, Uruguayan, my bad. Chuletón a la parrilla. Basque ribeye, tudela lettuce, and piquillo peppers.
Mm,
that's the main course. You have that choice or rodaballo al pipil. Pilpil.
Pilpil.
PIL-PIL. Rodaballo al pilpil. I don't know what turbot is. T-U-R-B-O-T. This is the translation.
Turbot is a type of fish.
Oh. Turbot and Navarra white asparagus. Is pilpil asparagus in Spanish, Solana?
I don't know. I've never heard of pilpil, so I don't know.
Pilpil.
Turbot's delicious, though. That's white meat.
I have never heard of turbot.
We call them triggerfish, I think.
Like sherbet?
It's not sherbet.
And then for
that
dessert.
Ice cream.
Milhojas
Miloja.
De crema y nata.
Yeah.
What is it?
Milhojas.
Milhojas.
Yeah.
De crema y nata. Puff pastry cake, custard, and chantilly cream.
Fire.
Mm.
This John Rahm is going to make these guys who are at this dinner, whoever the Masters winners are, and they're not going to know what hit them.
They're stopping at Mickey D's.
I know they better be mad.
On the way.
Who are they mad at?
Were they mad at?
Yeah, there were some guys that made fun of a guy for his meal prep, and I think it was because it was Southern or urban.
Oh, who had – no, there was – I mean, Tiger, I can't remember who said it, said, oh, he's going to have collard greens or whatever. But recently, right, there was a very Southern menu. I remember what you were
– yeah.
It was like just like
– yeah, collard greens
and –
grits, shrimp and grits and stuff like that, and people were getting on them. I bet you better be mad about the Polo del Pil Pil if you're mad about collard greens and grits.
And you have to say, you know, Pollo del Pil Pil.
Yeah.
however it's anyway, that's the Masters menu. April 9th is the dinner. Before you know it, a tradition unlike any other.
By the way, Dan Marley, not Grand Canyon's head coach.
I saw. Yeah. No longer the head coach. Hmm. Lost the job between the 2 o'clock hour and now. No, apparently it was a while ago.
This place is Bishop Sycamore, I'm telling you.
It was a lot wild.
All right, 4 o'clock hour is coming up here on the Hockman and Crowder Show. I don't know what we've done today, but we've done something.
Y'all gotta get the Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market.
They have peel peel.
They got some peel peel for you.
You got the peel peel?
Man, they got the peel peel. They got the lamb, the beef, the veal, the pork, the peel peel, the poultry, duck, turkey. I don't even know what it is.
Fuzzy Zeller, by the way, everybody texting in. He's the one who made the joke about Tiger's meal.
Yeah.
Way back, but Fuzzy Zeller.
And Fuzzy's gonna eat the peel peel with no problem, I bet.
I don't know if Fuzzy's still around.
Whoop your ass, Fuzzy. Y'all got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. The Crowder Powder is there. When you get all the delicious food, gravies, and seasoning, you will enjoy it. But Delaware, they have been blessing South Florida since 1951. I have been going to Delaware since 2005 when I got drafted. I'm telling you, if you're having any functions, get the food from Delaware. Make your guests enjoy the meal. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have lobster, they have shrimp, they have venison, they have alligator, they have crab legs. They have it all. Stone crab claws. The freshest, the best price, the every single size. Y'all got to go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market for your meals. Go to DelawareChicken.com. That's the website. DelawareChicken.com. See the entire menu. When you know what you want, call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Place your order. It will be packaged and ready when you get there. Curbside delivery is available. You can get the Crowder Powder. You can get all the delicious food brought right out to your car. Y'all got to get to Delaware. I'm telling you, they have party platters now, chicken wing platters, shrimp platters, stone crab platters. They have sides that are made in-house daily. And I'm telling you, the buffalo chicken dip is amazing, but this smoked fish dip is something else. I love a fish dip. Y'all got to check out the smoked fish dip at Delaware. You got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm thinking about downloading this TikTok.
Hawk and Crowder.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.